Orion has been a powerful constellation for me all my life. I think probably because I grew up in a city, the air was pretty funky, and you couldn't see the stars, but you could always see Orion if there were any stars at all. And also city boys don't know constellations too well, and I didn't know very many. I knew Orion, and that was easy. It was big, and it was lovely, that paradigm of human desire translated into stars. And I've written about Orion quite a bit. My wife says there are malign forces on Orion, evil peoples. I don't believe it for a minute. If it's true, I don't care. Now here's a poem which is called I Have Lived Under Orion All My Life. The word intercourse in the poem is a town. You know the town, Pete. Intercourse, Pennsylvania, which I lived near when I was teaching 1 year in Pennsylvania. Imagine, it's a strange name for a town in Pennsylvania, Dutch country. that's near Blue Balls, Pennsylvania, which is where Ralph Ginsberg mailed his magazine from. That was the last straw. But I feel if people are going to name their town that, they've got to learn to roll the punches. Because I have lived under Orion all my life. Again, it swings round under a mask of stars. We are enchanted almost to tears in this carnival of blood in the only universe. You must remember the winters in the heartland, the ones with hair and teeth that go for your throat whenever you speak of spring. I lived near intercourse 1 whole year and never had the pleasure. And when at last I decided to go home, I didn't know which way to point the car. All I knew was hope had to be left behind with the rest of the luggage. Now we travel, each with his own star. For I have lived under Orion all my life, and tonight, leaping directly overhead, dangling his glittering sword or glittering sex, this first Thanksgiving, this last life spilling open like a city of jewels, he strings a path in the darkness.